朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
当我准备今天讲道的时候，我心里面的负担也相等的重。
So as I prepare for the sermon this morning, my heart feels equally as burdened.
到底我要在这里讲一个什么样的信息，我们彼此勉励。
What would be the appropriate topic so we can encourage each other this morning?
在我祷告的时候，
As I pray,
主很清楚地把保罗在以弗所书第六章的话摆在我的眼前。
The Lord has clearly presented what Paul had written in chapter 6 of Ephesians to my heart.
好吧，我们翻回到以弗所书第六章，特别是第十节一开始的那几个字。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, especially verse 10.
保罗在这里说，我还有末了的话。
Paul says, finally, I have more words for you.
当保罗用了六章的篇幅把理论和实际告诉以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹之后，
Using six chapters after Paul has presented both the theory and application to the Ephesians,
他一开始他说 finally, 而最后我还有一些语重心长的话要告诉你们。
Then in conclusion, he said, finally, there are more words I want to tell you.
不管是那前三章的理论也好，是那后三章的实际也好，
Whether it's the three chapters of theory or the last chapter, three chapters of application,
他在最后他提到他心里面那个极重的负担。
Then finally, he brings out the biggest burden on his heart.
那么他在这里用 finally 这个词。
And he used the word in English, finally.
那么另外有一个翻译的圣经，我发现他用另外一个词叫 henceforward, 就是从今以后。
Another translation used the word henceforward, which means from now on.
我觉得这两个字彼此是矛盾。
These two words may be contradictory.
一个 finally 是来到一个时间的最末了的时候，说最后。
Finally means something you come to a conclusion.
那么 henceforward 呢，是提到我们另外一个时间的一个开始，从今以后。
Henceforward indicates that what is going to happen next.
其实在我们每一个人的人生经验里面，我们并不会觉得这两个字的矛盾性。
Yes, in our life though, we never really come to feel these two words to be contradictory.
因为每一段时间的结束就是另外一段时间的开始。
The ending of one event marks the beginning of the following sequence.
最近这几个月因为时间的压力，所以让我花很多的时间去想时间这件事情。
Due to the time pressure that had enabled me to think much about the pressure of the time.
我觉得时间是一个很奇妙的东西。
Time is a strange thing.
我最近常常在想，等到有一天我们到了永恒的里面，已经超时间，那是一个怎么样的情形，我永远想不通。
I can never comprehend what the eternity would mean because by then you'll be above time.
我们有过去，现在，将来。
We have the past, present, and future.
所谓在永恒是永远的现在，我们没有一个人能够了解什么叫做 eternal present 或者 eternal now.
In everlasting means it's ever present. And how do we comprehend such a concept?
虽然我不了解那个永恒的现在是什么。
Although I may not understand what the everlasting present mean,
但是我越思想时间的时候，
The more I pondering on time,
我里面越有一种说不出来的一种感受。
The deeper the feeling that I receive,
特别看见时间的发展，时间的变化。
Especially in viewing on the development and the changing of time,
特别是有黑夜有白昼。
Especially viewing there's darkness, there's light.
特别是四季不同的变化和安排。
There's a change of seasons.
我们深深地感觉到上帝把我们放在时间里面有他奇妙的匠心。
I'm firmly convinced that there's a special meaning because God had put us in such a situation.
当我们在黑夜里面的时候，如果我们人生的体验正在黑夜的经历当中的时候，
if you are experiencing darkness in your life,
我们知道我们有把握白昼有一天要临到。
We are assured about the daylight would come.
这是时间给我们的好处。
This is what the time has taught us.
所以我们这些有信仰的人，我们在黑暗的过程当中，我们不会气馁，不会伤心，不会放弃我们的盼望。
With faith, even in darkness, we will never give up.
从另外一个角度来看，上帝以白昼来报赏我们的黑夜。
Yet from another point of view, the Lord has rewarded us using the light to reward our sufferings.
当我们提到建堂的时候，
as we talking about the church construction project,
弟兄姊妹，在我心里面有个很重很重的一个感觉。
Brothers and sisters, deep in my heart, I have such a heavy burden.
一方面，我们现在建圣殿的这一建新堂的这些人，我们要向做全教会过去这22年负责任。
Because we have to be, all of us have to be responsible for the 22 years of history of this church.
22年的时间不是一个短的时间。
22 years is not a short period of time.
这些弟兄姊妹怎么斗胆要改变这个教会现有的历史？
How dare are those brothers and sisters, they willing and they're capable of to change the history and a turning point of this church.
所以当我们承担这个工作的一些同工，我们实在带着一个很严肃的心来看我们过去的那个历史给我们带来的责任感。
So all of us, the co-workers, look solemnly about the sense of responsibility which had brought about to us through the 22 years of history.
同时，我们不只是对过去我们要负责任，我们也要对将来要负责任。
Not only we need to be responsible for our past, but also for our future.
我常常好像一个做梦的人一样。
Often I'm like a dreamer.
我想到明年这个时候，我会怎么样来看今年的现在。
I always try to imagine what I would think about a year from now and thinking about today.
我常常在想，十年，我也许我跟师母在外面做宣教士，有一天回到这个 Boston， 到了 Lexington 的教会，见到那个教会的时候，想到十年前我们在这一段时间建堂过程的故事。
Perhaps 10 years from now, when my wife and myself have become missionaries, we would come back to the Boston and meditate about what happened 10 years ago during the church.Construction project.
所以不管是 finally 也好，是 henceforward 也好，我们今天在时间先后的地点这个立场，我们要向上帝负责任。
In either way of phrasing this verse, right now as we stand here, we should all be responsible to the Lord.
那么保罗在这里勉励以弗所教会的话，我们把它拿来作为对我们的提醒。
So we use what Paul wrote to the Ephesians to be our encouragement.
第十节、第十一节在中文圣经有两个要字，给我们看到保罗给我们的两个提醒。
And here in the Chinese version, especially in verse 10 and 11, the Chinese direct translation would mean you wanted to do so.
我还有末了的话，第一，你们要靠着主怎么样怎么样；第二，十一节要穿戴神。所赐全副的军装。
And says here, and you should be strong in the Lord, and also said you should put on the armor from the Lord.
虽然他这里提到两个要，而这两个他所提醒我们的话，却有一个相同的目的。
Although there are two different things in here, he said you should do, but they have the same meaning.
做刚强的人，穿戴全副的军装，有同样的目的。
To be a strong person and to put on the armor of the Lord, they have the same spiritual meaning.
因为保罗提醒我们，基督徒的信仰本身就是一场的征战。
Because Paul has reminded us, the life of a Christian is embarking on the spiritual warfare.
或者说，基督徒的生活就是一个属灵征战的战场。
Your life, the Christian's life.Is the battleground of a spiritual warfare.
我在准备这篇信息的时候，看到一本书有那么样一句话。
As I prepared the sermon, I came across to a book.
他那句话说 ，Sooner or later, every believer discovers that the Christian life is a battleground, not a playground. 他说，迟早一个基督徒会发现，我们基督徒的信仰是一个战场，而不是一个游乐场。我觉得这句话对我们有一个相当深刻的提醒。
What was just read and quoted from that book is a strong reminder to all of us.
从十二节开始，我们就看见保罗告诉我们为什么要做刚强的人，为什么要穿戴全副的军装。
So from verse 12 and on, and Paul taught us why we should be mighty in the Lord and why we should be put on the armor of God.
两件事情，我觉得保罗在这里提醒以弗所教会，我们今天也要接受他的提醒。
And even though Paul reminded the Church of Ephesians, and we should receive the same reminder.
在战场的里面，有一件很重要的事情，保罗在这里提醒我们，要认清谁是我们真正的敌人。
In the battlefield, the most important things is to recognize who are your friends and who are your foes.
十二节告诉我们说，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与下面他提出来的这些东西征战。
Here it says, for our struggle is not against the flesh and the blood, but against the rulers and so on and so forth.
什么叫属血气？刚才翻译已经很清楚 ，flesh and blood， 其实就是 human being。他的意思告诉我们说，你们要注意，你们要小心，我们的仇敌不是人。
The being that is flesh and the blood are the human being, and here clearly stated, our enemies are not the human being.
中国人。有这个认贼为父的故事。
The Chinese has the story about regarding the thief as your father，
就是认我们的仇敌做我们的亲人。我们有很多这一类的章回小说、武侠小说等等的故事。
There are many stories about how you have mistaken your enemy or a thief as your father。
但是今天我发现，在教会里面却有一个相反的现象，我们常常认父为贼。
What happened in the church, it happened often, is we have regarded our father as a thief.
我们把枪头对内，而不是把枪头对我们应该对的仇敌。
We have turned the gun points around to ourselves instead of facing our enemies.
我觉得这是魔鬼最高明的在教会历史里面所做的杰作之一。
This is the biggest deceiving that the devil was able to pull off inside the church.
我们不是出于无知
It is not because of your ignorance
不是出于忽略
Your negligence
我们是明知故打
Yet it's doing it on purpose
我们的枪头是向内
The gun is indeed turning to our friend
两千年的教会历史
For 2,000 years of a church
我们有许多这种羞愧的一些记录
There are many of such shameful records
在我们侍奉的经历里面
During the experience of our service,
我们在外面受到挫折
when we have been discouraged from outside,
我们还可以忍耐
and we think we can tough it out.
但是很多时候我们没有办法忍受
But in much of the time, we find it's difficult to bear.
耶稣说，与我同桌吃饭的人用脚踢我
Because some who is on the same table taking the meal with me had kicked me.
弟兄姊妹，神的话是非常非常的宝贝
Dear brothers and sisters,The Lord's words are always precious.
非常的生动
It's mostly lively.
当我看到这句话的时候
As I came to these words,
我不是找什么人在跟我同桌，什么人在跟我同桌吃饭而用脚踢我。
I wasn't looking for someone who was sitting on the same table that yet kicking me.
我在问我自己
I was asking myself,
我在跟人同桌吃饭的时候有没有踢别人
Have I kicked someone else when I was sitting on the same table?
我常常说讲道其实是个很难的事情。
I often say it's difficult to preach.
很多人把讲台当炮台。
Many has taken the pulpit as a point of artillery site.
所以很自然间在教会里面就有很多的 friendly fire, 对不对
？And much of the quote unquote friendly fire occur in a church.
从哪里来
？Where did it come from?
从牧师来。
From the pastor.
弟兄姊妹，你们要为牧师祷告。
Please pray for the pastor.
让他们在预备信息的时候想的角度应该是从该想的角度来想。
Let the pastors, when they preach their sermon, they would have prepared from a positive aspect.
保罗提醒我们。
Paul reminded us.
我们的仇敌不是我们的同工。
Our enemies are not our co-workers.
有人说同工的工就是攻打的攻，所以同工就是同工。所以攻来攻去，这不要翻译。
Co-worker means you co work to attack.
我们的仇敌不是同工，也不是弟兄姐妹。
So our enemies are not our co-workers nor our brothers and sisters here.
我顺便提一下，我们的仇敌更不是
我们没有信主的朋友们。
Nor is our enemies to be those non-believers out there.
我常常说，我们在教会里面不要随随便便给人戴帽子。
And we should not put on the different hats to different people arbitrarily.
我常常提醒我自己。
I often remind myself.
不要动不动就说，哎，这个人跟我反对，他是撒旦。
Don't call somebody Satan lightly because he holds a different view from me.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们不一定这样说，但是我们常常这样想。
Maybe you haven't said so, but maybe you have thought so.
弟兄姊妹，保罗提醒我们，不是属血气的，是我们的仇敌。
So here, Paul told us, it's not those with blood and the flesh are our enemies.
我准备到这里，不能不想到一个很熟悉的故事。
So here comes to a very familiar story.
一个大人看见一个五岁的孩子
，An adult was seeing a five-year-old child，
背上背了一个两岁的一个小男孩
，And that child was carrying a two-year-old child on his back。
这个老先生，这个先生呢，这个大人呢，就觉得非常的同情，就对这个小孩子讲说：“小朋友，你背后的重担会不会太重啊？”
And this adult was very sympathetic, so he approached the child and said, "Is your burden behind you too heavy for you?"
这个五岁的小孩理直气壮地对这个大人说。
And this five-year-old child spoke up loudly.
先生，你不要搞错了，这不是重担，这是我的弟弟。
He said, "Sir, do not be mistaken. This is not my burden. This is my brother."
求主借着这样的一个小故事。
May the Lord help us through such a small story.
提醒我们。
To remind us.
在教会的里面。
In the church.
人越来越多的时候。
As the numbers are growing.
好像重担越来越多。
It's seemingly that the burdens are heavier.
但不要忘记，他们是我的弟兄，是我的姐妹。
But do not forget, they are my brothers, my sisters.
如果我们不能相爱。
If we cannot love one another.
我们怎么去传爱的信息呢
？How can we then preach the message of love？
如果我们坚持我们在那种恨的角度来看事情
，If we insist on viewing things from a hatred point of view，
弟兄姊妹，我们没有资格进到新堂
，Then we are not qualified to go to the new church。
保罗末了的话。但愿成为我们在这个地方最后一次聚会的提醒。
So may Paul's words to be the good reminder for us for our last meeting in this building.
不是重担，是我的弟弟。
It's not a burden, it's my brother.
保罗告诉我们，我们的仇敌是谁
？So Paul told us who is really our enemy.
那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天宫属灵气的恶魔。
Are the rulers, the authorities, the power of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm?
保罗已经说过，我们的仇敌不是 human being.
So Paul has clearly stated that our enemies are not the fellow human beings.
所以在这里告诉我们的是那个非 human being, 非人类的那些撒旦魔鬼的那一个组织和他的制度。
So here he means about the authorities, the organizations that are above of human being, which are of the evil spirit.
在英国有一个很出名的传道人。
There was a famous preacher in England.
他的名字叫 Martin Lloyd Jones.
His name was Martin Lloyd Jones.
现在我在教成人主日学教罗马书。
In my class, I'm teaching the Romans.
那么 Martin Lloyd Jones 在他伦敦的教会，他单单讲罗马书，每一个主日讲。他讲了一年，还没有把罗马书讲完。
And he was preaching using the materials of Romans on every Sunday, and the last for a whole year, he still wasn't able to finish.
他写了两本书，一本叫《The Christian Warfare》，另外一本书叫《The Christian Soldier》。
He wrote two books. One is called Christian Warfare, the other one is called Christian Soldiers.
那么这两本书就是我们今天所读的这段经文，在十节圣经，他去。发挥写的两本书
，and he had expanded on these 10 verses we just read.
两本书加起来一共736页
，and he had expanded these 10 verses into over 700 pages.
他里面讲了一句话，我觉得实在是对我们是个提醒。
And there's one thing he stated in those books, and it become a good reminder to us.
他说今天的教会
is that the church today,
尤其是中产阶级的教会,
especially the churches belong to the middle class,
也就是受了二十世纪科学文明洗礼的教会,
are those who have been washed by the 20th centuries of science and the culture.
注意他讲的话，他说这样的教会有一个危险。
He said there's a risk in the churches like this.
这个危险是什么呢?
What kind of a risk is?
就是忽略了撒旦的存在，轻视了魔鬼的诡计。
Those are kind of churches they have neglected the existence and the deceitfulness of Satan.
我非常同意他的看法。
I very much agree in what he said.
今天在我们教会当中。
Today in our church.
第一，我们不要随便认弟兄姊妹为我们的仇敌。
We should not arbitrarily regarding our brothers and sisters as our enemies.
弟兄姊妹，我们要再三的被提醒，仇敌不是在我们旁边的这些人。
We should be reminded once again that the enemies are not the fellow human being.
但是我们也不要落在另外一个极端里面，完全忽略否认了撒旦魔鬼的存在。
Yet on the other extreme is we might fall into the trap of totally ignore the existence of Satan.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常都知道魔鬼一直在试探欺骗人，告诉人说没有上帝，上帝不存在。
We know the Satan has always tried to be deceitful and asking us to believe the non-existence of Lord.
其实他还做另外一件事情。
He had also had another tactic.
他也欺骗我们，告诉我们说撒旦不存在。
He had also tried to fool us by claiming that Satan does not exist.
我们只知道他做个工作是让我们不相信神的存在。
We know his goal, one of his goals is to make us not to believe in the Lord.
这一点在我们今天四个墙壁里面的这些弟兄姊妹，他没有成功。
He cannot be successful among us.
因为我们相信神的存在，而且我们经历了神的大能。
Because we believe in the Lord and we have experienced his almighty power.
另外一个工作，我相信在我们中间相当多的人心里面，他是成功的。
But many of us among here could be counted as successful in terms of Satan's tactic.
因为我们没有注意到撒旦存在的这一个严重的事实。
Because we have ignored how serious it is to disregard the existence of Satan.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。